Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It's amazing to think that Bill O'Reilly has another instant New York Times bestseller, but he does. 15th? It's amazing. Well, he's a great writer. What can I tell you? This one's called Killing the SS. I'm thrilled that Bill O'Reilly joining us for a couple of moments. We'll talk about this and some of the other issues of the day. Bill, thanks for being here.
Jeff, my pleasure. Thanks for having me in.
First of all, congratulations. Another instant New York Times bestseller. Does that ever get old?
No. This is our, as you mentioned, 15th number one bestseller. It'll be number one this Sunday on the Times list, which I'm sure thrills them. And Killing the SS is the eighth in the Killing series.
Wow.
19 million copies in print. So it's the most successful nonfiction series of all time.
It's a great read. Every one of them. Every time I pick one up, I think to myself, wow, it really is better than the one before. It's good work, Bill. I'm not...
Thank you.
Not,
I appreciate
not
that.
Not blowing
Jeff.
Smoke on that. Listen, I want to talk a little bit about that, but I would be remiss if I didn't ask you about some of the insanity going on in the world at this moment.
Loon, it looks like to us. History of erratic behavior, criminal record. Not sure about motivation at this point. I don't want to speculate. You know, the media makes a big deal out of the van being covered with pro-Trump stuff and anti-CNN liberal stuff.
Yeah,
I think we got to be careful there. But certainly possible that this is some right-wing loon who wanted to cause political damage. The guy's never going to get out. I mean, the federal charges against him will keep him in prison the rest of his life if he's convicted, which I believe he will be.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the story, individual loon.
We talk about him being an individual loon. We're chatting with a friend of mine from the FBI. Emotionally disturbed person is the tag that most are going to hang on this. But again, you look at some of the media coverage already. As you say, it's all about the van. It's the fact that he's got a red Make America Great Again hat. And for a lot of us, we have to think back just 16 months ago. You've got James Hodgkinson, who was a volunteer worker for the Bernie Sanders campaign. I think responsible people said, hey, individual loon there. And yet it's a feeding frenzy now to tie this guy to the president.
Yeah, you're talking about the shooting of Congressman Scalise.
Exactly.
On the oil field, right?
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Sure. I mean, look, I do expect the media tonight to politicize the story. They've been doing it all week. They hate Trump. Your listeners know that. The American national media is corrupt at this point. They're not in business to tell the truth, or to be fair, they're in business to destroy Donald Trump. They're getting orders from their corporations to do that. They are following those orders. And so that's what we can expect until Donald Trump gets out of office. We can expect the national media to try to destroy him and to work with the opposition to get him out of office as fast as they can.
Mm-hmm.
And if that means politicizing a lunatic situation, that's what they'll do.
Yeah.
And if that means downplaying a situation that makes the liberal movement look bad, that's what they'll do.
Bill O'Reilly is joining us. You find him now at BillO'Reilly.com. His latest book is called Killing the SS, already number one bestseller. And as you said, Bill, the folks at the New York Times have to be thrilled. I mean, how were they able to – did they even try and cook the numbers on this, or they just concede, O'Reilly did it again?
Yeah, it was the first 6 days we sold about 150,000 copies, Jeff.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, you can't cook numbers like that. So, I am very happy that Americans respond to not only Killing the SS, but BillO'Reilly.com is a big success.
Yep.
We try to be honest in everything we do. We try to give a product that is worth your time, both on the internet and on in publications. And, you know, it works. America is a great country if a guy like me can succeed at this level.
Let me ask you, if Fox News tomorrow said, you know what, Bill, we screwed up six ways to Sunday. You want to come back? Would you go back?
No. No, I wouldn't. No. I don't want to be in that hate fest.
Mm-hmm.
There isn't one day that I've been gone, and which has been a year and a half now,
yeah.
that I said, gee, I wish I was back there.
Yeah.
Not one day.
Wow.
You know, I'm a guy who basically is honest, and maybe I'll return to TV someday. It has to be a circumstance that I believe is worthy.
Right.
But I would not go back.
All right. When you were watching the Senate Judiciary Committee interrogate, because that's what they did, Judge Kavanaugh, and you had this rogues gallery of left-wing hypocrites up there. I'm just curious to know, what was Bill O'Reilly thinking while he was watching that?
Well, I went through that.
Yeah, I know.
No presumption of innocence, no due process, guilty from accusation, even though there was a trail back that educated people could find out why this was happening.
Yeah.
Same thing with Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
And some of the same people involved.
Yeah.
The red flag went up for me when Dr. Ford hired the most progressive activist law firm in the country. And I said to myself, you know, if you're a crime victim, if you were abused when you were 15 years old, and now you want justice, do you hire the most politically charged attorneys in the country?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you hire a forensic lawyer who specializes in cases of abuse? I think 95% of Americans will go with the forensic lawyer. Right?
Right.
You know, we'll go to Maryland and file criminal charges. We want this wrong to be corrected. There's no statute of limitations on this kind of stuff in Maryland.
Yeah.
But that's not what happened. That was a red flag for me.
Okay.
All right? And I told my audience that, but I also did not disparage Dr. Ford.
Mm-hmm.
However, when we look at the whole thing that was presented, including the FBI investigation, to condemn Brett Kavanaugh for doing anything would have been a grievous wrong.
Yes.
And the Democratic people did that.
Yep.
Not one Democrat that I could see, and I told my staff to find one, elected official,
mm-hmm.
stuck up for due process during that entire hearing.
Mm.
Not one.
What is the overarching motivation for the media and their contempt, their hatred for President Trump?
That's an excellent question. Basically, it comes down to this, and I've known Trump for 30 years. In fact, when we were at a Knick game here in New York about 6 years ago, and he said to me, I'm thinking about running for president. And I stopped eating my popcorn, and I turned to him, and I said, of what country? I never in a million years thought he would do it. And the fact that he did do it, and he did it in a way that was flamboyant,
yep.
alienated the media, because they see him as a vulgarian, word
yes.
of the day, vulgarian.
Yes, yes, yes.
Right?
Yep.
And they know that he did not operate within the system. But here's the key. Trump never kissed their butt.
Mm.
And if you don't kiss their butt, and they being the media chieftains, if you're not deferential to the New York Times or the Washington Post or the network news chiefs, if you don't try to curry favor with them, they're going to get you.
Mm.
Because that's part of their persona, the power. And they want to be, let's see what word is, they want politicians
yep.
to bow before them.
Mm.
That's what they want. Trump never did it.
Yep.
And his politics, obviously, a conservative. So that double whammy, not kissing their butt, and being fairly conservative in the way he's governing, that was the kiss of death. And the orders went out, destroy him.
So let me ask you about the orders that went out with someone who used to be on your show, right? Miss Megan now is showing the door at NBC. Is that because she talked about conservative issues? Is it really about these blackface comments? What do you think the real story is there?
Well, first of all, I don't think there's a person on earth who's been kinder to Megyn Kelly than I have been. As you pointed out, I put her on very early when she was at Fox News on my program. We branded her segment the Kelly File, and that she came up and got her own program after mine. In the beginning, I thought she was a good person who was very bright and very good on television, and therefore I gave her a tremendous opportunity. Subsequently, we revised our opinion of Miss Kelly for a variety of reasons I'm not going to make public. When she went over to NBC, since I had worked at CBS News and ABC News, I knew she was going into a corporate culture where many of the people there were going to try to kill her. That's what happens when you go into the network news, all right? You're not accepted, particularly if you're making more money than the people who are there, which she was. Right. Now, Kelly went in and basically said, screw you, almost like Donald Trump said to the press chieftains, I'm going to do whatever I want because I'm Megyn Kelly. That exacerbated the hatred toward her, and since her ratings were not good, and ratings are everything in TV news, they were looking for a way to get out of her contract. When she said the stuff about blackface, which she should have known better, and I wrote a big column on this, Jeff, that people can access on BillO'Reilly.com, you have to know that in history, American history, blackface has been used to denigrate and humiliate African Americans.
Right.
And it was horrible in the 1920s and 30s when this was in vogue. Kelly should have known that, all right? And the fact that she didn't know it speaks a little bit about her. Anyway, if she had been getting high ratings and had been accepted by the network people, they would have saved her.
Right.
But since she wasn't getting high ratings and they loathed her at NBC, she's out.
Tell me a little bit about Killing the SS. What are we going to read? I just got the book this morning, so I'm not going to blow any smoke here and say I've read it. But, boy, I'm excited about reading it, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, you're going to like it because it's a book about evil and how every person, every human being, has the capacity to do good or the capacity to do evil. The SS people in the concentration camps were mostly farmers and merchants and lawyers who, when the war broke out in 1938, signed up for the SS. All right? They weren't drafted into it and then were put into situations where they murdered babies.
Right.
And they did it. And their excuse was always the same. If I didn't do it, they would have killed me, they being the hierarchy of the SS. Bull, why did you sign up? Okay? So evil is the central theme, and then how they got away, these awful killers and brutalizers after World War II, is astonishing. And then they had to be tracked down. And we take you step by step through this whole process of how they escaped, who helped them escape, where they went, and then finally how they were caught. So it's like a thriller. It's like a movie. And you'll remember the Odessa file maybe from the 1970s.
Yes, yes.
Odessa was a real organization that was set up to help these SS guys and had a lot of money and a lot of assassins. And if you were on their trail, you could get killed. So all of that is in play in the book. It's written in the style of the other Killing series. And I think that people will enjoy it and learn a tremendous amount about evil, about Nazi Germany, and about the United States, which was involved in this.
All right. Well, I'm excited, as I said, to read it. Bill O'Reilly, BillO'Reilly.com is obviously the best place to access all of Bill's latest articles and videos. Just a great job over there. Bill, for those who want to get it, and they should get it, what's the best way to get a copy of Killing the SS?
Well, Amazon.com gets it to you in a day. BillO'Reilly.com, you can order from us and you get a little prize. We'll give you a little gift. And we'll get it to you fast. Or you can wander into a bookstore. I mean, they're dwindling, but there's still bookstores around in Richmond. You can go down there and there it is.
All right.
So I appreciate it, Jeff. It's always good to talk with you. And anytime you need me to talk about any news stuff, you just give me a call.
We would love to have you back very, very soon. Congratulations on the number one slot on the New York Times, not just for you and Martin, but for the fact that there are people in the New York Times building who are wetting their pants and outraged again that they have to put it at number one. Thank you. That is Bill O'Reilly. Good to have him with us. It's been a while. Find him at BillO'Reilly.com. The newest book is called Killing the SS. 350, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.